Surely someone known as the consecration poet would come to understand that without Jesus, we can do nothing. This is the story of Frances Havergal, the author of I Could Not Do Without Thee, in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
What makes a hymn writer and their music great? What separates the music of our time, here today and gone tomorrow, top 40 today and forgotten in 40 days, to the music of the past that has endured centuries and it is as effective today as the day it was inspired to them by God? The music of Frances Ridley Havergal, Fanny Crosby, P.P. Bliss, and many others is a heritage that is a living testimony of God's sustaining grace, even in the 21st century. It might be found in the heart that Havergal and others had with God, a deep and abiding relationship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that occupied their thoughts, and the heart gave evidence of the feelings they had towards God. Frances Havergal was born in Swansea, England in 1836. She had a deep and abiding well within her heart that led to the writing of glorious anthems. She was a sanctified vessel, educated in English and German boarding schools. She became a scholar of the Hebrew and Greek language, a brilliant pianist and a vocalist, as well as a student of the Bible. Out of this well, the Holy Spirit drew such hymns as Like a River Glorious, Who Was on the Lord's Side, I Gave My Life for Thee, and Take My Life and Let It Be, and hundreds more. Based on her recurring theme of surrender and devotion, this sweet voice of hymnody became known as the consecration poet. Havergal was blessed with an immense musical ability, but through the ministry of sanctification, she came to the full resolution of singing only Christian hymns. She wrote in a personal letter, I told them I had meant to sing them beautiful songs of Handel, but I would not and dare not, that I could not, after what my king had shown me last week, sing even partly to please them. It must be only for my king. Then I told them about this only, not merely totality of surrender, but exclusiveness of allegiance, and how I wanted everyone there to take this step with me that night and to accept with me only for Jesus as our life motto. She whose heart produced the great hymn, I Gave My Life for Thee, was more than willing to give her life to him. Like John Newton, whose pastoral pen yielded more increase than his pastoral pulpit, Havergal wielded the power of the spoken word in private correspondence. She wrote, God has dealt bountifully with you, and now what shall you render to him? Has not the practical answer been, just as much as I can conveniently spare after I've rendered all that society asks and that self or personal enjoyment claims, just as much I can spare him with risk of the least awkwardness or remark or self-denial? Of course, one must give up the bulk of one's time and talents and influence and thoughts and desires and efforts to other things, but he shall have just the chips and shavings, the odds and ends of whatever I don't particularly want for myself or for anybody else. Does it not practically amount to this? And shall I continue to do so? Oh, be true-hearted, whole-hearted. Be really his faithful soldier and servant. Throw overboard forever the divided allegiance, which is valueless. Be only for Jesus, and you will start out on a new life of blessedness beyond anything you can imagine. And you will never, never, never have a regret that you listened to and obeyed his own follow me, even if it involves, as it will, taking up a cross. For there is no truth exempt from it. Only the very cross will be gilded with glory. This consecration poet was not summoning others to a spiritual height she had yet to attain, for her life and dependence upon Christ produced what could be considered an autobiographical classic, "I Could Not Do Without Thee." In a day and time where music is fleeting and often forgotten, we take a moment to read the words of Miss Havergal, a Christian woman who truly exemplified a life that was impossible without Jesus. What a Savior. What a story. What a heritage of hymns.
I could not do without Thee, O Savior of all lost, whose precious blood redeemed me, had such tremendous cost. Thy righteousness, Thy pardon, Thy precious
past, but I will never.
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.